always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Frog.
And your boy Don Christian. You know what's popping. You are tuned in to
Yada King Radio.
That's right. So you know the drill. What we going to get in today, Talk?
What'd you call me? Oh, boy. I know we won, but we still got individual names. But it's all good, man. Today is kind of a different topic, man. God put it on my heart for us to talk about. Man, the things that we say, you know, and the title of this show is The Mouth and the Dangers of the Tongue, man.
Okay, you're going to have to break that down because that's, man, it's really extensive right there.
It is, man. What we're going to be basing everything off of today, man, is a Bible study, man, from Tribal Ministries.
Okay.
Shout out to Aunt Catherine and Uncle Trey down in New Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God used them to make this study, you know what I'm saying? But so yeah, man, we're gonna get in with the definition of, you know, a careless word, both from Webster and from what the Bible defines a careless word. We're gonna get into some scripture, some heavy scripture today, man.
And we're gonna do what? We're gonna have an interview with who?
C. Micah.
Okay, so yeah, just for those that have been like, man, Yada Yada King Radio has been sloughing on the interview game, we back at you.
Hey, but that's not my fault though. It's all good. We were supposed to have somebody interview today, but again,
we are.
We had somebody come in the clutch.
Well, we are.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a good show today, man. We excited. We back into this, man. We actually had to skip a week, man, because we were what were we doing last week, man?
We got the tour going on, the Rock the Faith tour. You know what I'm saying, in the greater part of the Northwest. You know what I'm saying? Really the state of Washington, man, we getting it in and really getting people to rock their faith, like James chapter 2 talks about, man. Not just saying that you got faith, but letting people see your faith by your works. You know what, yep, I'm saying? So we rocking our, man, faith like we rock these fresh fits.
So how's that tour going so far, man? Hey, just to let you guys know, I'm gonna cut my man Don Christian real quick. Bro, just to let you know, the Cafe Corridor show was ridiculous.
Okay.
There was only 5 people there, but it's okay. It was ridiculous.
We had to get it in. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? So, look, this is what we're going to do. You know, no matter where we at, no matter how many people is in the building, we get live, like my man Fidel. So, let's get it in.
Let's get live. Yada da King.
contemplating your next move. You don't know where to go or what to do. You say it's getting so hard and the world is coming down on you. You're running out of food and you're running out of dough. You just got the notice you're being foreclosed. You say you're running out of time and you got nowhere else to go. God said that the pain's gonna come. We all gotta take the rain with the sun. Gotta keep it moving, can't stay in one place, no. Can't give up, we gotta finish the race, so. Don't forget about Moses when he prayed the Lord parted the sea. If we pray the Lord will do the same for you and me. We all gotta stand in faith now. Let you go down. Sit back and relax in the spirit. I don't know why you're tripping. Jesus will never let you down, 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 down. So don't trip, you don't have to fear it. I may not know what you're going through, but he'll never let you down, 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 down. You say so you hurt him. Now you're going in circles wondering, will this pain end? You thought it was an eye for an eye, but you both just end up blind. Your smile is gone and your faith is growing less and less. Your soul is weary and your spirit's getting no rest. Your mind's stuck in a throwback. That's why I came to let you know that, yeah.
God said that the pain's gonna come.
Stand in faith now. And if we do, we'll never let you go down. Sit back and relax in the spirit. I don't know why you're tripping. Jesus will never let you down, 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 down. Don't trip, you don't have to fear it. I may not know what you're going through, but I'll never let you down, 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 down.
The pressures and cares of life, temperatures high, 100 plus Fahrenheit. Hoping for peace like paradise, but it seems like we stuck like we scared of heights. So we stuck breathing, looking at every unpaid bill. You know the routine, unknown numbers, let it ring still. Steady in the press, financially, losing your breath like an untrained athlete. Trying to hold it together emotionally, problems stacking with those called family. Tragedies keep you stressing, wondering what you're gonna do, praying for a blessing. Breathe, relax, God got you. No matter your situation, see we have a promise from the Father. No matter where you're at, no matter your problem, he will never leave you, always there when you call him. Never put more on us than we could bear. Everything we go through, believe he's there. And God isn't out to hurt you, believe he cares. Take it to him in prayer, give it to him and let it go. He's faithful, think of the times he came through already and be thankful. Believe this, when you feel like pound, pound, trials all around trying to make you drown. Jesus will never ever let you down.
And relax in the spirit. I don't know why you're tripping. Jesus will never let you down, 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 down. So don't trip, you don't have to fear it. I may not know what you're going through, but he'll never let you down, 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 down.
And where you at? You down, tuned in to Yada Da King Radio. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a. By the way, that's Frog's brother-in-law.
I just call him my brother. I don't know why people always get wrapped up in these in-law and step-brother.
Because if you weren't married, technically he wouldn't be
I know,
your brother.
But spiritually, you know, he's my brother.
That's what's up. So anyway, had yours truly on the feature. For those that don't know, I do go by the name Servant also. You know, that's my spitting name, Don Christian's my producer name. But more than that, we're going to talk about the mouth and the dangers of the tongue. What are we going to define right now, Frog?
Careless word. And right now, Webster's definition of careless word is one spoken without thinking.
Okay.
It is a needless word, an inconsiderate word.
Hmm.
Now, needless basically is it doesn't need to be there. You know, something that is extra. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Inconsiderate, man. So if we look at that, a careless word is inconsiderate.
Hmm.
Something that what? Damages.
Okay.
Not builds up. It damages.
So the danger of the tongue right here is something that could damage something.
And this is off the boat. Right off the bat, we're talking about it, what the careless word.
Hey, I thought you was talking about, you know, I didn't know what you was talking about when you said off the boat, to tell you the truth. Hey, y'all, I'm trying to catch up. He said, this is off the boat. And I was like, oh, what are you talking about? But anyway, so we need to make sure, first of all, the mouth and the dangers of the tongue. What is the main point that we're trying to get at that don't know?
Let's go to the word real quick, man. And this is what the whole study is based off of, is Matthew 12, 36 through 37. And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Okay.
Now, the reason why I said, you know, I really wanted to get into this today, man, because, you know, there's been a lot of times, man, just, you know, chilling, where I see a lot of times people, we call it clowning around sometimes, you know, sometimes people will clown on purpose or an accident. I don't know if that went, did that go into the show?
No.
Okay, praise the Lord. My bad, man, I got to turn my phone vibrate. Something that Mr. Don Cristiano gets on me about.
I sure do. Let's keep it pushing, man. We on live, man. Come on. All
right. So, what was I saying?
You were talking about careless words.
Careless word. Oh yeah, being around a group of people, man. And, you know, sometimes we just want to have fun, and you know, we say some things that, you know, we say we don't mean.
Right.
But then, you know, it goes back to out of the heart. Speaks, you know, out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart.
That's right. And another, you know, thing about the tongue and the mouth is life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
So we have to just be careful what we say. So I guess the topic of the show is the mouth and the dangers of the tongue, and how we can not do careless words,
right,
but be careful with how we talk,
mm-hmm,
with the things that we say to certain people. I know one for one, I could say something, you know, really crazy while I'm playing Madden and beating my brother, for all those that know.
That is hilarious.
I usually do beat him, but but listen, I can say something and I know that it's going to make him get upset. It might not be, you know, saying, it might not be something really harmful, but if I'm not careful with some of the things I say, there's a point where I know my guy Frog is like, dog, don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I have to be careful with what I say, because a careless word could cause all kind of problems.
Now you're really making me out to be some kind of raging Hulk kind of guy, to where I just don't care.
No. I'm not saying it like that, bro. I'm just really.
No, but
just,
hey, be real though.
That's real talk.
Hey, you guys, Don Christian is a yapper.
Yahshua's always perfect.
Hey, if
Solomon,
if he's winning, he'll talk. But if he's losing, like he was losing just the other day.
I did lose the last game, for the record.
Hey, he was silent.
Hey, but
he does not talk.
Hey, man, he's talking carelessly right now. Come on, man. Okay. Let's speak some meaning right now, baby.
Okay.
Matter of fact, man, I think my brother Frog is suffering from some kind of craziness right now. So look, what I decided to do at this point in the show is go to this song called Get Crazy by Young Chosen.
Let's go ahead and get it
I
in,
get
man.
It crazy.
You know, they say I may be missing a few marbles, that I'm a few French fries short of a happy meal, that I'm just not all the way there. But see, really, I disagree, because I believe that I lost all my marbles, and my happy meal didn't even have any French fries, and I've completely lost it. Like, I ain't got no sense at all. Like, I mean, really, somebody just needs to, get your boy a padded room and a straight jacket. If you got a tight beat, baby, I will jack it. Ain't about the money, homie, souls I'm stacking. I'm so nuts, so let's get it cracking. Extra credit mixtape, let's get it backing. Let me give you what the music industry is lacking. Double barrel punchlines, baby, I'm packing. It ain't even dinner time, I'm just snacking. Crumbs on my mouth, somebody give me a napkin. I will have you yelling like the Martians are attacking. If you're feeling sick, my medicine's fast acting. Goes down smooth, but it's tougher than tenactin. Eating up a track like my middle name Pac-Man. Heaven is a motor, but the music is a trap, man. Can't nobody tell me that I don't know how to rap, man. Lot of lost sheep, so it's time to bring them back, man.
I'm dangerous. Like, it's not a good thing. Like, you know, I mean, I may just like go off on some like
hickory dickory fee five fo fum. This is not a fairy tale. It's the beat of my drum. I ain't got no sense. I just had to get dumb. Yeah, I love God. Now I wanna have fun. Do your daggy get light? Just jerk, get hypey. God did the work. See my brand new lifey. Not others world. See my brand new psyche. So brand new. Now I'm looking for a wifey. The Omega Fresh Crew. You know that we mob 'em. Scooping up the little homies, and I gotta job 'em. It don't matter where. If you got a problem, let me introduce you to a man that can solve 'em. If you got a rainy day, he's a change the weather guy. If you got some pain today, he's a make it better guy. He is the greatest shorty, I ain't never lie. He said, holla at me and you will never die.
I grew up in a padded room. You know what I'm saying? I got like skinny jean version of a straight jacket. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
He's the potter, I'm the clay, call it art school. Now I'm bouncing when I'm in his presence. I say I'm holy cause he's holy, now I give him reverence. Confess Jesus' name, then was made righteous. When I repent, he look at me, then he see what Christ is. So, am I saying I should freely sin? All I'm saying when I do, that he lets me in. I would repent to turn from my ways, cause when he died, he shed his blood for my wicked ways.
Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy.
Mike like that, Mr. Off the Wall, we gon' bring it right back. Do it for my dogs on lean in the lap.
Yes.
Looking for the answer, but they don't know where it's at. The H, the O, the L, the Y. In Christ, I'm nice and so fly. The word in me redeemed my soul. My goal in life to save some soul. Salute to the King. I seek first the kingdom, then he add these things. I do it like Christ and the swagger so mean. But since I got Jesus, say the swagger so clean. I'm holy.
Be holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy.
is
holy,
cause he's
holy.
Now that I know Micah must speak boldly, yeah. I stand in my faith, I spit it from my lung, to join a circus cause some flames coming off my tongue. But it's not because my rhyme's sick. Like Jeremiah, I got fire shut up in my pit, shut up in my belly, I got to let it out. Be trying to talk, but sometimes I just gotta shout. See, I'm holy cause he said I am. Was made righteous by the blood of the risen lamb. See, this word in my heart is where it's gonna hide. I stand on LEV 1145.
Be he holy, for I'm holy. Be he holy, for I'm holy. Be he holy, for I'm holy. Be he holy, for I'm holy.
Today's scripture will be coming out of Philippians 4:13, and it reads, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And with that being said, it's just letting us know point blank that we cannot just do some things, but we can do all things. As long as we rely on God and we trust in God, He'll give us strength to be able to complete the tasks that are set before us. So just this week, remember that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you, and know that He's got your back. All right?
All right, that was Lace the Faith.
Yeah.
It's your boy Don Christian and your boy Frog. And today we got, as promised, interview with C. Micah. C. Micah, tell all the people what's good.
What it is, man. What's going on?
Chilling, man. How you doing today?
Man, I can't complain a bit. Ain't gonna do nothing anyway, man. Just blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. So, first of all, for the people that may not know who you are, you know, tell them. Just give us a quick testimony about yourself real quick.
All right, man. I've been rapping over 10 years. I used to be in this group called War Clique years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago. And then, you know, group went through some changes and I went solo and started doing some things by myself. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. You know, okay. Came up kicking it with Mr. Dale and some other people from there, man. Guy named Super Mario, and just been doing a lot of
hallelujah
ministry,
at
man.
Boy.
Yeah, hallelujah at your boy. That's my dude.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we on the same label together, man. We both own it. You know, Collard Greens Entertainment. And, you know what I'm saying? So we just, I know that's funny, man, Collard Greens. We country dudes, man.
I can dig it, man. You gotta put you in it.
Yeah, we gotta put butt on everything, dog. Everything.
Like that.
But nah, man, for real, you know, just a Memphian, man. I just moved up to St. Louis about 7 months ago and just been getting it in with people here, man, and just focusing on the ministry more so than anything. You know, I used to be just trying to be a serious, super hot rapper, man, but I'm just on this ministry right now, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what's up, man. So you said, actually, you know what? I really think I had, I don't know, did War Clique ever come out with an album? I know I had like a few of your guys' songs from something way back in the day. I didn't even realize that was y'all until you said the War Clique and everything.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
Nah, man. I said, yeah, we had 2 albums. You know, we had one that was just strictly Memphis. Other words, it didn't go past Memphis.
Right.
And then, you know, we had another one that was the last one we ever did. Yeah, we had 2 albums.
Cool. So, what happened with the group? Just me from talking with you, I know, you know, a little bit, but for those that may not know you, what happened with that group?
Man, honestly, man, I think what happened, number one, is that when you start doing, let me say, positive music, so to speak, though you feel with the word of God, it just seems to fail. And that's what happened. Brothers start doing positive music, say, man, I want to get to the radio, I want to do this. And when you cross over, a lot of times, you cross over with your life, too. And that's what really happened. You know, dude just went to crossing over, and, you know, I'm going to make this song more for the street. Then, you know, first it was like, you know, I ain't going to say Jesus as much. Then it went to, you know, I'm going to say a cuss word that ain't the real bad cuss word. Then it went to, man, just, I'm just, you know, just whatever. you know, and I was like, man, I ain't with all that, you know, forget hey, that. I just do it by myself.
That's how stuff snowballs. And you become, we were talking about this, man, not too long ago. I can't remember where we were talking about this. Oh, we were talking about this in our Genuine Life meeting, man, how we become callous to certain things, and then it just, you just become dead to the conviction.
Yeah.
By letting little stuff get in. You let the little stuff get in, that's what affects you the most.
The little
stuff. Yeah. So, man, that's big, man, because it's good hearing that from somebody that actually went through that, because there's a lot of people that think, you know, oh, man, you know, it's just positive. You know, if I just do this, it's, you know, it's using the principles of God, but even though I'm not including God in it, you know, then you just start to see them just kind of go to that wide road. Things start to get a little bit easier.
Right. So, man, you know, the thing is, man, is that if you a Christian, man, you commissioned to talk about what's inside of you.
That's right.
I don't care what you say. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, we say, well, you know, that just ain't me or whatever. Either you a Christian or you ain't. You know, it's one or the other. And if you a Christian and you let people walk around you just dying and never say nothing, man, their blood is on your hands.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it don't stop because you a rapper and you an artist. You know, when you get done being an artist, you still a Christian.
That's right.
You know, that's just real talk, man. I had people tell me here lately, man, you know, there's a lot of guys in the industry that's artists, you know, that's artists that's really Christians or whatever, man. I said, well, you know, that's on them. But I don't want that to happen. I don't want that blood on my hands, man. I get to heaven, God be like, all these people, why you even say nothing to them? Mm. You know, what was so important
that you can't tell them about 33.
Me? Yeah, man. So, you know, that's, I don't mean to be mean, man, but that's garbage, dog.
Yeah.
Real talk, man. It's just garbage, man. You know.
Yeah.
Real.
And I can dig it, man. So we've been talking about, man, the actions of the tongue, man, and our people's mouths, and you know how
it kind of fits in
much,
good, actually.
Yeah. How we can sin with our mouth, man, and you know, pretty much we'll be held accountable by our words, you know, and we are hinging off the scripture, Matthew 12:36-37. How do you feel about that, man? What do you think about, you know, when people just talk freely and just use careless words, man? What are your views on that, man, about that situation, and you know, what's your optical on that?
I really think, you know, every word is very, very important. You know, and I get called a lot of times being, you know, a lot of people say I'm just deep, you know what I'm saying? I try not to even say, you know, man, dude killed it, or man, you killing me with that joke or whatever, man, because whether people recognize or not, death of life is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean just, you know, words you real serious about, there's power in that. No, it means every word you say, you know, death of life is in the power of it, man.
Right.
So, you know, I'm serious about that, man. It ain't no game.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot, you know, but I think a lot of people don't have that realization because they haven't dug into the word deep enough for it to become real to them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not even a big deal to you if the word ain't real to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my thought on it, man.
Well, man, that's crazy that you're saying that, man, because that's actually a scripture that we're about to go ahead and just, you know, throw out there, man. Don Christian, what scripture is that, man?
It is Proverbs 18:21. And it says, just like you said, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Mm.
Also, I just want to read this. I was just searching for some more scriptures. It says, your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. So we have to be careful about what we say, because a lot of times sin, you know what I'm saying, it'll start with your mind, then you start speaking it.
What scripture was that?
That was Job chapter 15, verse 5.
Man, we about to thun some cats right now, man.
You know, you got
to
read that Job so you can stay on your job.
Yeah, man. Hey, so, man, the reason why we want to just really talk about this, because God really puts high esteem on words. Words are important to him. Why? Because the heavens and earth were created by a word.
Hey,
he
learned that because I preached that yesterday.
Whatever, guy.
I'm just saying, I did say that yesterday, so it's just confirmation. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, whatever.
I love
it. I was paying attention. Hey,
praise,
man.
God.
It's funny, man, because you know this guy. He's not only is he my boss, my co-host, and he's my pastor. This guy always be trying to pull rank on me.
I'm his brother, though, man. Come on, bro. It's my dude.
So, another scripture, man, I just want to get into, man, is Hebrews 11:3. It's at the NIV, man. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible.
Wow.
So, and, you know, it's just... It's big and it's heavy, man. And, you know, just want to let people know that we can be judged by our words.
Right.
And you know, because we're judged from all that we have done. When we see the king, it's done. You know, we're going to, it's no other time to try to make do, you know, fix whatever we did. But everything that we say, everything we've done, you know, we'll be held accountable to. You know, Proverbs 10:19 in the NIV says, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. So that means those who run their mouth is bound to sin with their mouth.
The Bible even say a foolish man just keeps on talking.
Yeah,
just keeps on running his mouth, and a wise man will learn. A wise man learns when to speak, man, and that's it's very important that our words do not be careless, man.
Yeah.
So, I know I just seen that you just dropped your album, C. Micah.
Yes, sir.
What is the title? You know what I'm saying? Just tell us a little bit about that, man, the time frame it took to get it together, all that, man.
All right. Well, number one, man, the title is exactly what we talking about now. The title is called The Infallible Truth, which means the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And infallible, you know, means the word without error, without flaw. It means it's flawless. It's the pure, direct word of God. And I want to do a whole album just surrounded by word of God. Just like the song that was just played, LEV 1145. You know, that's not a catchphrase. That's a scripture.
Right.
And the chorus is the scripture. You know what I'm saying? I have more than one song like that. And I want it, you know, I understand that people are saved by the word. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can have catchy words and be cool and have different ways, but when it's all said and done, you speak the word, people will be saved. And that was my whole purpose in making that album. And the album's about a year and a half in the making, man. I had all type of troubles, you know, trying to get it mixed and mastered and picking the right songs. And, you know, finally, you know, God just showed me some doors and it just started steamrolling. Praise and got God. Done. And, you know, it really has been a blessing, man. You know, like, I didn't even know my album was on iTunes till somebody messaged me on Facebook and said, I just bought your album on iTunes. I was like, oh, for real?
You know, well, let's do this, man. We're going to go to the song Jesus right now, featuring Infamous. And we're going to have you talk about that when we get back, all right?
Right on.
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus.
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
King of Kings.
Jesus.
Do you understand the power of his name?
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus.
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
The King of Kings.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Let me not forget to mention that the Word is God. See, he reigns in three parts. Make it clear from the start. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit stand like a tripod. But we focus on Christ, weigh the truth and the light. He's the bright and morning star in the darkest of the night. His name is Jesus, yes, the King. He is Christ, and he died and he rose, so we have eternal life. He paid the price that no other man could pay, and went through pain that no other man could take. A beaten back and a crown full of thorns, nailed hands and feet, and a beard that was torn. Blessed, scorned, and humiliated to the people. And what was wild that he did this all for the people. There ain't no equal to the things that he done. See, he died and he rose, now he is the risen Son.
Jesus!
Do you understand the power of his name?
Jesus!
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus!
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus!
What's his name?
Jesus!
King of Kings.
Jesus!
Do you understand the power of his name?
Jesus!
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus!
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus!
call him Jesus, the mighty God, power lives in his name. Now his blood flows through my veins, and now I know he can change any nation and situation, cause he suffered the pain. Roman guards thought they had him, Pharisees thought they had beat him, so they tortured and mistreated him, and his disciples would leave him. They hung him up on a cross, they buried him in a cave, but see, on the third day, Jesus rolled a stone away. He
understand the power of his name.
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus.
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
King of Kings.
Jesus.
Do you understand the power of his name?
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus.
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
The King of Kings.
Okay, the Word became flesh and he dwelt among. There's a sick and dying world, so he feels the harm. There's no need to warn or to even pawn. Christ is simple to the point, like a Eddie Mon. There's no need to blunder or to not comprehend. Christ died for me and you, cause God hates sin. Since God hates sin, he sent his son just to die. Manuel, slain lamb, J. Christ, Adonai. Though he died, he was raised to the right hand of the Father, Abba Father, that's what Christ stands. He had a tight plan to heal the sins of Adam. God came and walked the earth as the second Adam. Born of a virgin, immaculate conception. All power in his hand, cause the resurrection. Now we got protection, he bled cause of love. So there's power when we plead the risen son's blood.
Understand the power of his name.
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus.
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
King of Kings.
Jesus.
Do you understand the power of his name?
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and tongue shall proclaim.
Jesus.
Demons tremble at the sound of his name.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
The King of Kings.
Jesus.
This. You in church today at the pulpit as you wrote away on a few scripts. Encourage saints, that's how you do it, man. Man, tell them, but you blew it. You will fit with your wife like you're clueless. Who's this? Looking like Judas. Got a fuse lit and you debate like a student. Surely not God's possession. Turn from his grace like I want transgression. Let's examine my thoughts, directions. Try to discover when they started trekking. Backwards on this deceptive detour. Forget that he's Lord, accept defeat all. Go unprotected in the stress of these wars. I profess that I'm less, I need more.
Grace, then it changed to the saint. We can't help but feel a little fake. Yeah, it's like yeah, I give a plate. I say things are split like I give my own state weight.
I remember I left that show feeling incredible like rep him, bro. Then I stepped out slow as they all said that you really blessed me. Yo, ho, I guess I've arrived. Now I drive home and chill in the ride. No time to study, man, I pull myself out. Let me check my list, there I've got no doubt. Well, play music, talk to the waiver. All the while, man, my heart stole on Christ. Now I was right, I just rocked it tonight. Shit, the gospel I hate is a talk on the mic. My main distraction was relaxation. Didn't wanna sleep in my armor, so I take it off. And I'm lost, it's a slow fade. But it's gotta start some way.
Don't let me leave, I want to stay.
I was feeling full, and really I was on E. They saying can't harm me, sorry. Yeah, it turns out I was burnt out. Misplaced confidence was the first route that got me away from where I wanted to stay. Tear filled eyes and a brace I couldn't pay on my mind. Now I'm thinking about the bills I got due. Still, it's not cool to spill the gospel like it's normal news. It's more than news. Take my mind off that, can't afford it, dude. So here's my solution to stay here, stay where. With a mind on this mercy every day, stare at the picture in the scripture. Remind myself the gift that I get to receive. Ain't a promise of a life that's easy, but a relationship with the King.
here.
Yep.
Off the Pause mixtape, man. I believe it's actually for free download right now. We can give you some more information on that if you like. You could just email us at yadadaking@gmail.com.
That's YADAHDAKING. But right now, we got C. Micah up on the phone, man.
That's right.
Yeah. He was actually getting it in, man, about his album, man. Let's go ahead and pick that back up, homie.
Oh, yeah, man. But the thing is with this album, man, I just really wanted the presence of God to come through on the album. Of course, I wanted it tight. I wanted the beats banging. But when it got through, when I get through with all that, I need his presence there. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy, there's power, there's healing, there's deliverance. And that's what I want to display. You know, one thing I know about holy hip hop, there's a lot of great rappers. It used to be some garbage. You know, you used to have like two or three. Now, you know, it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands. You know, you find a new one every day, man. But, you know, the thing I want to separate me from everybody else to see, when somebody see me in concert or on stage, they say, I want them to say that dude is really about ministry. And, that's just really what I want to display in that album. Like I said earlier, man, it's on iTunes. It's on my website, www.cmicahmusic.com. And, hey, we got it in. Some good guest features, man. I got Mr. Dell on there. I got K-Drama. I got D-Mob. I got a dude named Young Ray. I got Infamous, Zephaniah, and the list goes on, man. A lot of people bless me for some good songs and some good tracks, man. And I'm very grateful. Real talk. I'm real grateful. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So they can get your album on iTunes through your label. Your label, Collard Greens Entertainment, correct?
Yeah, but you just type in C. Micah, it pops up, and some other stuff pop up too. other albums I've been featured on, but you know, just hit the one that say the infallible truth, and you get the album.
Speaking about features, man, you just actually did a feature for a compilation. What was that?
Oh, man, that was for Foreign Songs, number two.
That's right. And to be clear, you can get that on iTunes also. And all the artists are going to be having their copies.
I'm redeemed.
In the next, you know what I'm saying, month or so. So they're going to be selling them in all the states wherever they're at, man. So support if y'all can.
My boy is just loving my plugs that I be giving this guy all the time. You know. I be plugging him.
Woo! But now let's get back into the topic, man. The mouth, the dangers of the tongue. What are some things that we can do to make sure, you know, as we speak, our words are being meaningful?
Our words being meaningful. Are you speaking to who? Who are you speaking to?
Period. Yeah, when we talk, just making sure our talk is not meaningless, it's meaningful.
Man, we got to think before we talk, man. If we, you know, you just got to think before we talk, man. What you got to say about that, C?
Hey, man, I was just thinking, you know, think about the life of Jesus. Jesus kept saying continually, I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what my Father say. Yeah. And, you know, if we live that same motto, we'll get out of a lot of trouble. But we just try to keep our minds focused on the things that Jesus do. And I know that seems real simple and simplistic, you know, people want great ingredients, but it's really that simple. If we really just focus on the thing that Jesus says, you know, some of the jokes we say probably won't come out of our mouth. Some of the foul words that, you know, there's a lot of foul words that ain't curse words that, you know, that come out of our mouth that's not becoming of a Christian. You know, we focus on the things like, you know, would Jesus prove of it? You know what I'm saying? I think it'll help us a lot, man, and not have no wasteful words, no words just dropping on the ground. You know, because I was thinking this too, man. You know, like we were saying earlier, you know, the world was formed by words. You know, everything Jesus did, you know, it was a lot of times Jesus laid hands on people and they was healed. But then he also said he just spoke words and they was healed. And, man, you know, we're powerful. Like Jesus, we got to recognize what our words mean and then speak words and then expect things to happen. That's right. Yeah.
And that's where faith comes in, like, you know, because some people think that when a miracle happens, that means that person was all powerful and all that. No, it's just God following through on somebody that spoke with meaning. You know what I'm saying? Right. When Jesus spoke, you know what I'm saying? He didn't waver and was like, I'm not sure if this is going to happen, but I'm going to, you know, go home and check. And then if it didn't happen, just let me know. I'll try to do it again. No, he said it's finished. I know it's done. When I and we even as Christians, we have to pray like that. And lately, man, we've been seeing God do miracles outside the church walls, just praying for people. And what we do is say, look, okay, you know, there was a time where we used to be like, man, God, hopefully you can make this miracle happen, man. I really want to see it. Now it's like, God, I expect this miracle to happen. Because that's what happens when you grow in God, man.
Right.
And it's just meaningful talk. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that, you know, obviously we cannot, obviously we don't talk about God's word all the time. But even if we're not talking about God's word, we can say some things that have meaning. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of person, like, I don't watch just TBN or just, you know, the Christian channels on TV. I watch the sports channels. But I don't watch certain things because I know, okay, look, I don't watch this kind of stuff because this is not wholesome for me. I mean, I even guard my eye gaze. Cats be like, hey, you seen the new movie? I'd be like, nah, I don't watch movies.
Right.
Unless they 1960 and under. And you can check, you can ask my mama about that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I mean, that's just how I was raised. And that's how I choose to raise myself now, to keep meaning things in my life. I don't try to watch nothing that's going to make me think about, you know what I'm saying, things that are contrary to the word of God, man. And that's, it's the same thing with how we talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
Real, man.
So just in case you're tuning in, man, you know, we're not live, you know, if you already hear the ears now, you probably heard already, but just want to make sure you know.
Well, you might have got in somebody's car and they was knocking the Yada That King Radio.
That's right, that's right. We talking about careless words, man, and the dangers of the tongue. You know, we already talked about how the tongue can lead us into sin and how we can be held accountable to the things of our tongue, man, and the things that we say that are just careless. I want to go ahead and get it in, man, on how we can avoid this and actually how we can grow into actually having our words have meaning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So how do we do that, Don Christian?
How do we make... Number one, I'm gonna say it like this. Job also in the scripture, he said this later, Job 27:4. He had to speak this over himself. He said, "My lips will not speak wickedness, and my tongue will not utter no deceit." So, number one, you have to train yourself to do this.
Purpose in your heart.
Yeah, it has to be something purposely done, or you know what I'm saying? Because you're not just gonna be like, "Oh, I'm not." Tomorrow I'm not going to say anything bad, and then, you know, for the rest of the day you say whatever you want, then all of a sudden there's an off switch.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible even says in James, and see, Micah, I know you know about that, it talks about the tongue is it can't be controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah. James, I mean, man, and this is, you know, a lot of cats, man, out here, I just wanted to share this scripture too. It's James 1:26.
That's it.
And NIV, man, a lot of people who, there's a lot of cats out here that profess, and you know, for the tour, we were talking about this, the Rock the Faith tour, about rocking our faith, you know, where we profess, but are we actually walking it out and practicing it?
Right.
Man, James 1:26 basically says, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
Worthless.
Man, bro. To be honest with you, bro, man, there's been times to where, you know, I would say something to, you know, I would say something kind of just in the light of the moment, just to be funny sometimes when you're around a whole bunch of friends. But then afterwards, man, I realized, I'm like, man, you know what? I really shouldn't have said that. That was kind of mean. You know, sometimes people laugh it off, but on the inside, you know, it really hurts them, you know, because, you know, there'd be times where, you know, people can say, hey, you really look like Urkel. You know, they probably had a damaging moment back in, you know, elementary school to where, you know, they were told that all the time. And, you know, once that brings that up and, you know, they start getting mad and start getting frustrated, but then just laugh it off because it's funny because everybody's laughing.
He's talking about himself.
Oh, you know what? But God is good. I'm over that now, though.
All right. All right.
He was lost. He's like, okay, praise the Lord. He got hit by the Spirit. Amen. Hey, check it out, man. I'm gonna read James chapter 3 real quick.
Hey, it's getting hot in here.
It's verses 1 through 12. I'm going to go through it real quick. But this just talks about taming the tongue. If we want to do this, first of all, You're not going to be able to do it in your own power. It's going to have to be under the power of God. Because, I'm just going to read this scripture. It says this: not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey, we could turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder whenever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire of world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and it itself is set on fire by hell. Man, this is deep, man. Verse 7 says, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praises and cursings. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can salt spring produce fresh water. So what that's talking about is, man, the tongue is going to be a task, man. What you think, C. Micah?
Oh, yeah, man. That tongue can cause some real problems. So, you know, but it's going to take some real discipline to control it. Because like you were saying earlier, you know, you can be kicking it with your friends and, you know, they get to talking about some other stuff before you know it, you can join right in. You know what I'm saying? Or even coworkers, you know, that's watching you all the time, you know, because they know you're a Christian. And then, you know, they get to talking about some other stuff and you may be thinking, all right, well, I'm married, you know, I can say this or whatever. And then next thing you know, you're brought kind of shame to the name of God. So, man, yeah, man, it's a full-time job controlling that tongue.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that was in there, you know, the tongue cannot be tamed, but we can't do it in and of ourselves. The only way that we can get any kind of discipline from it, or discipline
control
of it, is through the power of Jesus Christ and His Spirit.
That's right.
So that means that we got to constantly be operating in the Spirit of Christ in order to control that tongue. Because there can be some things that we say that we don't think that, you know,
it's bad,
and then end up just doing major damage.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Bro, like big time.
Right.
So, and it's another thing, man, you don't always want to be negative either, even though we're just playing around, man. That negativity spreads like wildfire. That's one of the things I've learned over the years, man, is, man, if I'm in a negative attitude, man, everybody around me tends to be negative. This guy, are you videotaping right now?
Keep going, brother.
You're a jerk, man. This guy's making all crazy faces. But anyway, so let's man, this tongue thing, man. We didn't really get into how we, you know, can, you know, control this, did we?
We just said it's,
we did, huh?
It right there said, if you're trying to do it by yourself, you're not going to take care of it.
Right. Yeah. So basically, we just got to strive through prayer and obedience to please God, man.
That's right.
That's one of the biggest things, man. You just, you know, got to guard your tongue. Like in Proverbs 13:3 in the NIV, it says, he who guards his lips guards his life. He who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Man, I mean, I don't know how many times where I've been seeing somebody just open up their mouth and just, man, just blurt out something that was just like, wow, are you serious? Man, you know, I mean, have you experienced anything like that, man? See, Michael, where you were talking to somebody and they just started talking crazy. I mean, they're just, you were just looking at them like, why are you talking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of times, man, you find that, you know, with a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? You go to talking to them and you know, for example, they say you just go to talking about, yeah, the ministry this, and they be looking at you like you speaking Chinese. And then they start to talking.
And then you look at them like they speaking Chinese, like, dude, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about getting people saved, and you talking about what was on TV the other day or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a sad thing, man. We just got to stay in prayer, man, and just. And another thing, too, man, what I would encourage, man, is, you know, if, you know, and if you guys are listening, man, and you see this a lot or this is happening to you, man, just stop, drop, and pray. You know, if you're dealing with somebody, man, that's just using careless words or just speaking, like, ignorantly.
Yeah.
Man, just pray about it, man. And if God gives you something to say, man, I would just come at him in love and say, hey, look, man, what you're saying, you know, you're not only damaging the people you're around, but you're damaging yourself.
Right.
Because
right.
You're going to be held accountable to everything that you're saying right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because the bottom line is that, you know, whatever somebody says that's bad, you know, that whatever careless word somebody says towards somebody else, it can hurt the other person temporarily. But if that person doesn't repent that said those careless words, that's gonna hurt them eternally.
That's right.
That's real.
Wow, I don't even know how I said that. Praise the Lord, brother. That was the spirit of God.
That's right. Hallelujah. We can't take no credit for that one.
What's that? It was watching the What in the Ham Sandwich show, man, and them brothers is funny, man. Stand a bota. Hallelujah.
Okay, look, check this out. Bro. What we're gonna do is we're gonna go to this song right now by C Knight featuring the messenger, and it's called Who's in Control?
The homies from Holy Soldier Records.
Let's get it in.
You are not of your own, you are bought with a price, so get it clear, bruh. You ain't no king, it's the gospel we bring. That's why I'm here, bruh. If you wanna walk around with your chest all out, so prideful in your sin, I'ma let you know now, better quit being proud or you end up tossed in the wind. We are not in control, we don't even know when the next day's gonna come. So how can you say that you're running this thing? Folks thinking that it's truly done. You gotta run till the Lord comes back to the earth. Will you join the attack? Or will you be left with the devil in the wasted life? Head up the shoulder.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
Christ in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
My Lord is in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
Christ in control.
Christ in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
My Lord is in control.
I really don't know why people think they're alive by their own merit and deeds. When it's God's hand at work all up in the church and in the world where we preach. God's timeline don't run with our own. That's why I'm guided by the throne. The day God took the wheel, it was so on. I don't even care about a microphone. If I walk in God's will, I'ma reach home. So walk in God's will and stay in the zone. Keep the holy word in your dome. So when the tough times come, you'll be strong. But you can't be strong if you do things wrong. Listen close to the words in the song. Keep denying the Holy Spirit and you'll be gone. Down the road of destruction.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
Christ in control.
Christ in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
My Lord is in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
Christ in control.
Christ in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
My Lord is in control.
On yourself, you disrespect Christ. Thinking that it's all you, but you're ruining your life. And your life and your soul with things not of God. Every time you sin, your soul, it gets robbed. Hold up, one more thing. We are all commanded to serve the King of Kings. Ain't no voluntary thing, cause God created us to praise his name. And raise his name, so keep that flame burning for Christ, don't walk ashamed. And know that God is the one who run it. You gotta turn away from your life for stunting. Jesus Christ, he didn't die for nothing. Death and resurrection, it truly meant something. Seems the Lord got the reins in his hand. Still ruling now, he reigns.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
Christ in control.
Christ in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
My Lord is in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
Christ in control.
Christ in control.
Who's in control?
Who's in control?
My Lord is in control.
crossing these nails real talk after the music stop rebuild.
Jehovah dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do. 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 Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
Yeah, you hear the sound, now it's time to stand up. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage. The gospel was put on your brain with no danger.
And when I show that light with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ.
Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss sneakers and eye dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and iPods.
Jehovah dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do. 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 Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
So when you drop the kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ BA. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, stop the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wayo. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table.
Hold to your life through the holy culture. Urban rebirth with Jehovah Dosha.
Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on, what are you listening to? You have 5 seconds. Download your iPod. You heard the name
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
Time to be proactive.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
Guard your eyes.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
Guard your ears.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
And watch your
mouth. Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do. Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
If the rage against the machine,
know you really won't do.
Come on.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
Let's go.
Jehovah dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do. 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 Jehovah dose me, know you really won't do.
We back.
Jehovah dosing our iPods. That was Q-Heem. And he's probably going to get an award for the most song played on the Yada Da King radio show.
And tell some more people send their singles, man.
I know, right?
At yadadaking@gmail.com.
Hey, C-Micah, man, we appreciate you sending us your songs, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Big deal. You know, I'm, you know, once I heard the Foreign Tongues, you know, Volume 2, you know, I was a big fan. You know, I was like, who is this guy? I was like, okay. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Foreign Tongues Volume 1. I'll admit it, but...
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
anyways, check it out. Hey, this is what we're going to do, man. See, Micah, for those that, you know what I'm saying, are digging the ministry that you have, you know, kind of portrayed on here, how you're just serious about winning souls and touching people's lives, how can they, you know, we already said they can get your album on iTunes, but... You got a website? You got any contact information? Let's say somebody want to fly you out here. How can they do that?
Okay, yeah. You can go to my website. It's www.cmicahmusic.com. That's C-M-I-C-A-H, music, M-U-S-I-C.com. And you just go to the contact page. Man, you know, just look around the whole website. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of it. I did it myself. So, you know, I take the kudos. God helped me all the way through it. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about,
nice,
you know, using the tools you got instead of paying other people. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes. Hey, I'm just letting everybody know, man. This, you know, I do websites, you know, and I'm actually looking at the website right now, and this is a pretty nice website, man.
Yeah.
This is a pretty nice website, but, you know, you can go ahead and pay me to redo it if you want.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm just,
dollar just got sent to your PayPal right now, man.
You know, hey, okay, I'll just add the Genuine Life logo on there for $1.
He just saying that to get some plug going, man.
man. You don't understand, man. I need some work, but that's good, though. I got some work, and you guys be prepared for the stuff that I got coming, man.
So you got a Facebook, you got a MySpace, you got anything, you know, enough of Frog. We hear him all the time.
Oh, yeah, but, man. You can follow me on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, all of Facebook.com/CMichaelMusic. Twitter, the same thing, CMichaelMusic. And MySpace, CMichaelMusic. The going okay. theme is CMichaelMusic.
So Facebook, CMichaelMusic. Okay. And I see on your site you got a tour going on. Tell the people a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, it's just all over the place. Got it over some doors. You know what I'm saying? Could be going to Belgium. Hopefully. I was planning on going. It's still in the works, man. And I'm believing on that. So y'all hook up with me, man. You know, to get me over there. I'm believe to the last day. But, you know, whether it works out or not, you know, God going to be praised. I am going to say this, though, while I'm on the air. May 29th, I'm going to have an air release party here in St. Louis. And we're going to have some great people up coming up, man, from all over the place, man. So be on the lookout. I'll get back with y'all because I'm going to have to advertise on your radio station out there in Seattle.
And hopefully we'll have the show out by May 29th.
I hope so, too.
Man, that's tomorrow.
It's March 29th tomorrow.
Oh, man, we'll have a show. Man, I thought he was talking about tomorrow. So you saying May 29th? Man, I'll have it up tomorrow, bro. Come on, bro. He be messing with me because, first of all, check it out, man. See, Micah, let me be clear real quick for the listeners and you. All
right.
You know, I was mixing and mastering albums such as Foreign Tongues Volume 2.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Such as my solo album, which I just released.
Right.
And I ain't got to plug myself right now. Frog and Toes album. You know what I'm saying? So in the middle of trying to get all these radio shows up, I had deadlines that I had to meet to make sure I, you know, keep these artists happy. And, you know, man, that's a lot of work, man. So that's what happens.
And he did a good job.
That's what happens.
I get it. Shout out to Don Christian for the mixing and mastering.
Shout out to Jesus, man.
Amen.
That's what's up.
He did our stuff in what?
Matter of fact, you got any shout outs, man?
In 80 hours.
Any artists that you want to holler at real quick?
Oh, yeah. I want to shout out my brother, my friend, Super Mario. Check him out. SuperMarioMusic.com. Hallelujah at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Another good friend of mine, minister. Let me think. Shoot, dude, you just played Messenger. Little dude, man. I like that little dude, man. Little dude, he a hustler. Little young guy, man.
Yeah.
I love him, though, man. Good dude. K-Drama, D-Mob. You know, just all the people in the game that actually, you know, show you love, man. There's a lot of people that you meet, and then there's other people that show you love. And I just thank God for people that's real, you know what I'm saying? So if I didn't call your name, man, it's nothing personal. It's just everything flying through my mind right now. I may forget.
Yeah.
But I love all y'all. Oh, yeah, my boy Trius from Memphis, Tennessee. I love you too, man. So, and of course,
I forgot to tell you.
I can't go without my wife, my lovely, beautiful queen, the dime, quarter, shoot, golden dollar. My queen, Krista Avery Mars, man. I love her with all my heart. So,
hey, was she right next to you right there?
What's that?
Was your wife right next to you when you said that?
Nah, she wasn't. But she in the other room. So, you know, I gotta watch the haymakers from coming to my head if I get up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, man, while we were off air, man, the homie Doc Watson said what's good.
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta shout him out now. Doc Watson, what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, man, I really appreciate you taking out time to be with us today, man. We pray that, man, people's lives be impacted by your music, by the, you know, the story that you are bringing, which is the gospel. And, man, I just want to encourage you, man, just as a friend, man, to just keep on going hard for God, man.
For sure.
He's gonna continue to open them doors up, bro.
Yeah.
That's real, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Hey, man, it's all love. We got the king over in this piece.
You dig? So, matter of fact, man, what we're going to do is we're going to go from here, man. See, Michael, we're going to holler at you later. We're going to keep it pushing on.
Hold on.
What you got, Frog? You got some last words?
I want to go ahead and let See, Michael, go ahead and... Is there anything that you want to convey? Anything, any message that you want to speak, man, that somebody might be listening right now to where, you know, they might... you know, need to get ministered to. Just whatever God puts on your heart, man, this is your opportunity right now to go ahead and spit that out.
Real talk. That's cool. First of all, man, to anybody that don't know Jesus, you can know him right now. He is real. It is not a game. And you don't have to be somebody that's all caught up in a tight suit or whatever, you know, some old lame, corny dude. You can be yourself. Don't believe the lies of the devil that always say, let me get my life right then, come to Jesus. No, come to Jesus and he'll get you right. And you can do that right now. I know that may not plan for an altar call, man, but if I can say one thing over the natural airways is this: choose Jesus Christ, confess him as your Lord and Savior. Turn your back on the devil and say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And welcome to the kingdom of God.
Yeah, that's
praise God for that, man. And you know, if I could say anything to the other Christian rappers, I love all y'all, but I ask everybody, get into God and allow him to use you to really be his hands and feet. And don't just rap. Don't just get up there and just drop and just spit out a lot of hot lines and sit down and think you really minister. Be a minister. Minister means help, serve, and meet the needs of the people. Not just rap. Rap is proclaiming, but reach the people with proclamation and demonstration. Real talk,
amen,
man. And I just, you know, I love all the rappers, man. And I just thank God for this industry. I never even planned on being a rapper, but God brought me into it. And I just ask that everybody, let's press in. Let's truly work together. Not this false unity garbage, but let's truly work together. Help each other out. And let's get it, man. Let's impact this world for Jesus. And I'm Steve Michael, man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you once again, C. Michael, bro. We're going to holler at you. Check it out. We're going to go to this song right now by Hollywood Holly featuring Neek called Look to the Sky. And C. Michael, we'll holler at you soon, brother.
All right, man.
All right, life.
Yeah.
But you just making it harder. Instead of leaning on God, lean on that almighty dollar. But when that money depletes, who's gonna keep you on feet? Cause ain't nobody worry about no bins when you starving to eat. In them times, us coming, the birth pains already started. The dollar's losing the value, folk losing their job all around you. And you say it's a recession, but you see I ain't stressing. And you want that peace, you can only find that in heat. Man, I'm talking Yeshua, that one who is and who came. And he coming back for his people. I can't wait for that day. I'm just getting myself right. Every day I pray. I'm just getting myself right. Every day I pray.
Problems keep coming and you just keep running away.
It's hard to maintain. Got a whole lot of money, but it can't cure all your pain. You trying to drink it away, but it's always there in the morning. Got the cars and the woman, but you're lacking some peace. Toss and turn when you sleep. Always got some things on your mind. Your conscience telling you wrong. Don't want to admit that it's right. Because you're scared of a change. Ain't ready to give up some things. But God said, come as you are. Now do some work on your heart. And the things you used to do, don't want to do them no more. You experience peace without no trees or no drinks. Without no girls or no pain. You fell love, no more shame. And it can all happen to you. Just call on his name.
Problems keep coming and you just keep running away.
Just keep running away. Taylor, the remix. Genuine like
fear. You stepped in, God healed my heartache. And this is way past lust, no prom date. And we could be a sweet aroma, strange. And they can call us outcast, Andre. Told my boys, yeah, catch me, I'm falling. You on my team even when I ain't balling. You were patient with your boy in the worst case. I was like 9-11, the worst state. You've been running through my mind, first place. Those other girls stay weak like Thursday. This is gentlemen's music, boys to men. I'm done with that players like born again. We'll be joined in body and soul, heart and mind, money and time. If she's chocolate or vanilla or your butterscotch cream, she the only one for you, she should make you want to sing.
She girl.
A sixth grader, that's for show. Do you wanna be my wife? Check yes or no. It's hard to stay pure in this dirty world. Everybody wants them a little dirty girl. They consult the pigs for a quick referral. They looking for the shells when they have a pearl. You could be Coretta, I could be your king. We could get together, we can have a dream. I could be the Rev, you could be Justine. We could walk this way or we could run as a team. And you ain't got a wonder in your mind. God's on our side, see the ribbon in the sky. Now tell them jokers bye-bye. You found real love, Mary J. Blige. If you know love is more than a ring, grab your lady by the hand, this will make you want to sing.
She girl.
Not war like a terrorist. My playboy past is so embarrassing. But your love got me going crazy, call a therapist. Yeah, girl, you know it's a problem when you got me stealing lines from the song of Solomon. Yeah, you got a classy appeal, but you're also so fine, I just gotta keep it real. I know beauty is a lie, peacocks may try, they don't know you fly. Yeah, now go ahead and touch the sky and bring my heart back when it's time to swing by. Yeah. Clap, you make a brother wanna sing. Step, you make a brother wanna sing. We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Tell her we can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Baraka featuring JR and Diamond. I don't know why they didn't put her on the track.
We can be more.
Yeah, we could be more. That was the remix, man. I actually didn't even send that one
hey,
in.
But check it.
I'm still feeling that
if
one
you got,
too.
If you guys are listening before the 30th, what's that number that they can text?
Check
so
it
they
out.
Can
you
vote
could,
for this.
Shoot.
Because it's actually a contest right now that if you text a certain number, man, to a certain number, and it's free of charge. All they do is standard text rates, you know. So if you have unlimited text messages, it won't even matter.
Right.
But man, you text this number, man. We're really trying to get my boy in to get this, man. And you know, Cass is feeling it. I'm feeling it. I like it. You know, it sounds good to me.
And actually, for the record, I submitted a different song. I didn't submit that one.
You didn't submit this one?
No, I submitted the other one. You know what I'm saying? But I still like
Shame
both of them.
Shame on you.
I thought you said a bad word. Pray for my brother back there. I'm just playing. Nah, but what you can do, man, I would really appreciate text to the number. This is the number that you're texting. It's 38714. And then to vote for my track, you're going to...
It's 11607.
That's right.
Just put that in the message.
That's right. The message is going to be 11607. And you send it to the number 38714. We got to figure out how we can
Not
do that,
that hard.
Man. We got to figure out how we can get that vote number. You know, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, hey, Frog, Yada.King page. What's going on over there?
The Yada.King page, man, we got the homie from, Hold on real quick.
Just say his name, man. I don't know where he's from
either. The homie DV Rico.
Okay, cool.
Rico Baylor, I believe is what his name is, from Houston, Texas.
Okay, from the dirty.
Yeah, man. And I actually, when I first met this guy, I really thought he was a rapper because he really looks like a rapper.
Yeah, his picture do look like.
He sent me some sample tracks of his music, man. And this guy is like a J Moss singer. You know, he's like a soulful
gospel
simple. Yeah, he sings.
Hey, send just I'm gonna tell him real quick on the Yada Da King page.
Hey, no, he sent some stuff to the Yada Da King. He sent some stuff. It wasn't finished though, so we just waiting for him to send us some finished stuff.
Yeah, DV Rico, know. Get them singles.
Yes, sir. To your boys
and anybody else that got singles, yadadaking@gmail.com.
YADAHDAKING.
Or you can get at us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can send us a message through the thing, can you?
You can send us a... Yeah, you can... No. I don't know.
You know, well...
Just hit us up.
Get that.
Put a post on the thing, man. Tell us how you feeling. Any prayer requests. You know what I'm saying? We get it in at Yada Da King. But anyway, my man, DV Rico, this is what he had to say about the mouth and the tongue. He says, the mouth can be a weapon used for heroism or assassination.
Wow.
Specifically in relationship to the word of God, the Bible speaks like about this. Proverbs 18 states that life and death lies in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The passage in real life means when you speak negative comments, thoughts, and ideas, you are releasing negativity in the atmosphere and brings forth bad fruits. Now, this is what I was talking about. Negativity spreads negativity.
Come on, man. Just read what he says.
I'm just saying, man. You know what we were talking about.
Now he's pausing and giving you the preacher dialogue and stuff. Come on, brother.
All right, let's go. So, into the atmosphere and brings forth the bad fruits of the from the bad seeds you've been sowing.
Okay.
So, in my rearing, my father always said for us to taste our words and season them right. Because once they are out and there's no taking back what has been said, only damage control and clean up your mess. Wow. So what he's saying is, before anybody gets to taste anything that you're cooking with your mouth, you taste it first. Be the taste tester and make sure it's seasoned right, preferably with the word, before you serve those words up.
That's
cool. I like that analogy that he brought, man, and the heroism or an assassination, man. My man really brought it, man. That opened up another door, man, to a good way to see, man, how the word can be dangerous.
That's right. And, man, what we gonna do, man, is just, man, we gotta just be careful with what we say, man. This is Yada Da King, man. We all gotta guard our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta watch the things we say. So what I'm gonna say is this, man. It's your boy Don Christian.
And this is your boy Frog.
And this is Yada Da King
Radio.
So watch your mouth.
Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada Da King. Shabakta King. I Yada Da King. I Yada Da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada Da King. Shabakta King. We Yada Da King. We Yada Da King.